We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's get to Robbie's mock draft.
All right, let's start off. The Cleveland Browns, who have the first pick in the draft. Now, there's a lot of smokescreen coming out about this Baker Mayfield. And I made this draft, and I'm sticking by it. This is all smokescreen. The first pick of the draft by the Cleveland Browns, Sam Darnold.
Okay, but you're going to be wrong on that. It's going to be Baker Mayfield.
I think it's all smokescreen.
All right, fair enough.
I don't do edits.
Well, why would they have to smokescreen quarterbacks? It doesn't seem to make sense. Like, if you...
You have the first pick. Who cares?
I don't understand. It would seem like unnecessary smoke. Just wondering.
Well, there's an old saying, when there's smoke, there's fire. I forget who said that. I think you guys know who said that. Anyways.
It's either Smokey the Bear or Al Golden.
Now the Giants are on the clock. Saquon Barkley is available. They still could take a quarterback, but I think they're going to grind it out with Eli one more year. And with the second pick, the Giants will take Saquon Barkley.
Your Mark is happy. He didn't go to Cleveland. He's super stoked. I'm not afraid of Sergey Kovalev. What's three, Robbie?
The New York Jets. Even if they don't want to take a quarterback, they traded 1,000 picks to move up to the spot. They have no choice, and the pick is going to be Baker Mayfield at three.
All right. Pretty standard thus far.
Now, this is where it gets interesting.
All right. Now
number four, the Cleveland Browns again. They already drafted Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Barkley's off the board.
That's right.
They might go Chubb. They might go Nelson. They don't know what to do. And all of a sudden.
Nelson?
What's that?
It's the Buffalo Bills.
What?
Whoa!
They have the Cleveland Browns have traded down in the first round. It seems like every year, and the Buffalo Bills once gave the Browns two first round picks to move up and get Sammy Watkins. That guy's fired. And so the Bills,
as he should be.
The Bills have 12 and 22 in this year's draft. They also have two second round picks, and the Bills also have the first pick in the third round, which they got from Cleveland. So they can. I think a trade could be worked out. They may haggle over the second and third round pick, but I think a trade gets done and Buffalo moves up and gives the Browns two first round picks, and they move up and take Josh Allen.
Oh, they don't care about his past.
Wow. Well, it's between Allen or Rosen. And
no.
You're not gonna take the California kid and put him in Buffalo. Allen's spiral, it cuts through wind.
Like a knife?
Like a knife.
Whoa.
According to the...
Cuts like a knife.
You know, I will tell you this.
You guys want to know why? Because he's got a hose.
Let me just say this.
And he spins
a cannon.
Let me just say this. Is he throwing it to the right team?
I mean, we got to see. We got to see. Don't poo-poo it yet just because he was 7th in Mountain West.
Hey, Buffalo did make the playoffs last year. They still got rid of Tyrod Taylor. They desperately need a quarterback. They're not going to ride it out with A.J. McCarron, and they have to do whatever it takes to get a quarterback. Now five, the Denver Broncos. They're on the clock. The three quarterbacks are already gone. They did invest in Case Keenum.
Oh, good. There's no phone call from Adam Gase. I was getting nervous.
The Dolphins can't trade up to five. They don't have the picks to do it. They don't have the picks what Denver wants. You're asking for two number ones. It would be ridiculously stupid. It could be the Dolphins, but whatever. But I think they're going to want to protect Case Keenum, establish a running game, and they're going to go Quentin Nelson at five.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is where Leroy loses it.
That is where you lose. Top five guard.
Why wouldn't they go Saquon Barkley? Because they just got rid of...
He's gone.
He went to the Giants.
He went two to the Giants.
Keep up, man.
I am keeping up.
Keep up. Come on. Keep up.
All right, six, the Indianapolis Colts. Now, back in the day, they had the third pick in the draft, and they traded all those picks to move out to the six. But when they had the third pick, everybody was saying they're going to take Bradley Chubb. And guess what? He's still there at six, and they get all these draft picks in return. It's a genius move by the Colts. They take Bradley Chubb.
You think that Jim Mercer pays attention tonight, or is he off in a cab somewhere with a, bucket of cash?
I thought he was in his car.
Whatever.
Is it going to be on TV?
It's on a lot of TV. It's on like every channel tonight.
No, but I'm saying, would they be doing live feeds in the Indianapolis camp?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He'll be there.
Okay.
He's like Jerry Jones.
Likes the attention?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You think he's going to be red?
Dude, I've never seen him not red.
Do you think he's going to look like a bottle of Vicodin?
He's going to have a bottle of Vicodin.
What's number
seven? Number seven,
Robbie?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, they have a history of drafting Florida State players, whether it's Jameis Winston or whether they gave him 1,000 picks to get Robert Aguayo. That didn't really work out so well.
That did not work well.
No.
But it's you know why it is? It's the Dickerhoff connection. He calls him.
Wait. His name's Dickerhoff.
Dickerhoff.
Whatever.
Well, either way, I'm pretty
sure, though. That's true.
Derwin James, he's still there, and I think he's going to be there. Like, you got to take Derwin James. And I think they're going to take Derwin James.
That's a pretty good Dickerhoff. You ever hear Dickerhoff?
Of course.
What he sounds like.
Didn't we interview him?
Jameis Winston. Yeah.
Did we interview him?
This might have been before your time.
We don't talk about that.
So they love Florida State. They're definitely taking Derwin James if he's there. Number 8.
I have Deckerhoff's number if you want to call him.
Nah, I've talked to him before, too. Not interesting.
Hey, can you tell Robbie take a breath? Sounds like he's about to faint.
He's very excited over this. Like, just give him a break. What's our next pick, Robbie?
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, terrible team. Gase loves it.
Now, they're panicking because Nelson's not there. They desperately want Nelson, but he's not there.
Of course.
So they have to settle, and they're going to take the linebacker who most resembles Brian Urlacher, and that would be Tremaine Edmonds.
And noticing somebody's quite absent. This
seems a little shenanigans.
It seems like you're wishing something into existence here.
I'm not the GMs here.
I'm just saying,
you want something to happen, and you're making it happen in your
Boquan
mock draft.
Biff. I haven't heard anybody with the name that rhymes like that so far.
There's still a couple picks just saying before it gets to the Dolphins.
All right. If you say so.
Number 9, the San Francisco 49ers. Now, they have a new quarterback. They have all the hype in the world. They're a hype train.
Yeah, way overhyped, by the way. Count me in for overrated Niners.
They very, very well be.
I told you that everybody goes off because they beat the hell out of the Jaguars that one week. It was wrapped up. Jacksonville didn't care that week.
Jimmy G.
Hell out of here.
He's got a hose.
Got a nose.
So they're gonna want to give Jimmy Garoppolo some playmakers on offense to impress Jimmy Garoppolo and to show the 49ers that they're for real. Mm. And the best wide receiver on the board, I think it's a little too early for him, but the Niners, they're on a full hype train, and they're gonna go with Calvin Ridley.
Really?
From Alabama.
Hmm.
Moving up.
Interesting. Ramifications into my doom picks for later today.
I just influenced the doom pick.
Perhaps. Or maybe you're bluffing, so I go down in the doom picks.
Oh.
Maybe I don't trust you.
I'm pretty high. Well, Leroy's in last place. I know that.
He is, but only by a game. So
it's a tight race.
And it's Chase Week.
It's Chase Week. Oh, yeah.
Right. Favorite week.
Give us your 10th pick, Robbie.
All right, the 10th pick. The Oakland Raiders. Now, yes, Roquan Smith is available, and this is a spot potentially for Roquan Smith. However, I give you this. Their secondary last year was awful. Jay Cutler threw for 300 yards against these guys.
Terrible.
And I know they drafted Gary and Conley last year, but they need work on that secondary. They got Khalil Mack. They could still at linebacker. Minka Fitzpatrick is still there. They need a corner and a safety. This is a guy who could possibly play both, and John Gruden loves Alabama players. So the Raiders at number 10 take Minka Fitzpatrick.
Go ahead, Robbie.
All right, and speaking of the Dolphins.
Here we are.
The 11th pick in the draft.
We still have two quarterbacks on the board.
Yes, you got Lamar Jackson. You got Josh Rosen. But also, you got Roquan Smith, who's still available. They'll take forever to make this pick. They'll go down to the wire. They're going to be battling it out in the war room, arguing left and right.
They're going to use all 10 minutes?
They're going to use all 10 minutes. At the end of the day, I think they cannot pass on the number one player on their board, which is Roquan Smith at number 11. And you know what that means? It's a no-pants dance.
Well, you had him drafting him in December.
Brothers Quan, coming at you.
Lil Quan and Big Quan.
Which one's Big Quan?
Raekwon.
Raekwon's Big Quan. Yeah. Roquan's Lil Quan.
Yep.
Who's better Quan?
They do different things. One sideline to sideline, one plug up. But as they would say, play in a phone booth.
What do we got next, Robbie?
Number 12, which, by the way, is now the Cleveland Browns. If you remember from earlier, the Cleveland Browns traded out of the fourth spot.
In your draft.
Yes, and picked up two first-round picks from the Bills, and they're picking again here. Now, they can go secondary help. They needed to replace Joe Hayden, who they lost a couple years ago. Minka's not available. Neither is Derwin James. So they're going to go easy transition. Ohio State cornerback Denzel Ward.
Ah.
Tiny guy.
Tiny guy, but
tiny guy.
He's a blazer.
Seen him high in mock drafts, though.
Yeah, he can run.
What do we got next, Robbie?
13, the Washington Redskins. Now, they could probably use some defensive help. The best defensive tackle on the board is still there. Daron Payne from Alabama.
Not Vita Vea.
Not Vita Vea. No way. They're smarter than that.
Are you going to have Vita Vea in the first round?
Maybe. We'll have to find out.
Okay.
There are stupid teams out there. I mean, we can't.
What's next, Robbie?
He's so biased.
The Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
They're getting Aaron Rodgers back.
Mm-hmm.
They could probably use some defensive help.
A wide receiver. You better get a wide receiver to make Aaron Rodgers happy.
Yeah, they did lose Jordy Nelson, but they did pick up Jimmy Graham also. They got the. I mean, they could find receivers in the later round. Jordy Nelson was a second-round pick. Cobb was a second-round pick. They could find receivers later. But I think here they're going to go with the biggest sleeper in the draft, Marcus Davenport, the defensive end from UTSA.
Huh.
Who lit up the Senior Bowl.
Was he recruited by Larry Coker?
Yes, he was, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at Larry Coker. Still making it happen. He still got the magic touch. Hall of Famer now, Larry Coker. What's next, Robbie?
The Arizona Cardinals at 15. Now, Josh Rosen is still available.
Still hanging.
Lamar Jackson is still available. They did sign Sam Bradford, gave him, $20 million for a one-year deal.
He'll make it through. Wait, over under 10 games.
Under.
Definitely under. But they went 8-8 last year. Despite their quarterback issues and no David Johnson, they still banged out an 8-8 season last year. So they invested heavily in Sam Bradford. It's easy to take Josh Rosen here. However, they're going to want to keep Sam Bradford upright, which is why they go tackle Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame.
No.
Sends shockwaves throughout the draft.
Notre Dame's going to have two first-rounders in the
Two bums.
Oh, no, that's been the thing the whole time, man.
How is it possible the Canes
are... That was during the year.
The Canes aren't going to have any first-round picks. Neither of these guys are going to go on the first... They dish-ragged these guys. Garbage.
When's the first the Canes were fast.
By the way,
wait until they get.
When's the first Cane get off the board, Robbie?
Well, you just have to find out.
You just have to find out.
Yeah, I don't give stuff away.
Wait, are you doing a 7-round draft?
Whoa.
Jeez.
We don't spoil the mock draft.
So
have some class.
There could be a Cane in the first round?
You have to wait and see.
So you tell him, Robbie. I mean, I feel like he's not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm just not getting it.
Yeah,
you just have to wait and see.
You want me to tell you what happens at the end of Avengers 2? I mean, come on.
We need to hit this thing, Robbie. Hit it, run it.
All right, 16. The Ravens, they panic and they take a tight end, Mike Gesicki, even though they try to call the Patriots to trade, but the Patriots don't listen to them. All right, 17. The Chargers, Colton Miller, the tackle from UCLA. Easy transition from UCLA to LA Chargers. The Seattle Seahawks. 18. They need an offensive lineman to protect Russell Wilson. That your man, Will Hernandez from UTEP at number 18.
Wow.
Dallas, 19. They need a wide receiver to replace Dez Bryant. Courtland Sutton fits the profile. Big, tall, 6'3" wide receiver. SMU to Dallas. Easy transition.
Keep going, Robbie. Go, speed round. Let's go.
The Detroit Lions. They've had Ndamukong Suh. They've had the guy from the Ravens, Haloni Ngata, defensive tackle. They love defensive tackles. Vita Vea, still there. Not a good pick, but that's who they're going to take. Vita Vea.
What number are we at now, Robbie?
21, the Cincinnati Bengals. They need a defensive tackle to pair with Geno Atkins. They go with Taven Bryan, the tackle from Florida. Florida.
You got this. Come on. Go.
22, this is the Cleveland Browns. Remember, they traded down
double
earlier.
Trade.
Billy Price, the guard from Ohio State. They love Ohio State. Leroy would blow a gasket if they take Billy Price, the center from Ohio State.
So not a big transition between.
It's not that bad.
Columbus,
it's in the 20s, Leroy.
They got two Ohio State guys in this mock draft.
By
Denzel
way,
Ward
and
Billy Price.
The better is if a woman walked into the control room right now, because then Robbie would be all shaken.
Go.
The Patriots at 23. Josh Rosen is still on the board at 23. And you know what? Bill Belichick sends a message to Tom Brady, and he takes Josh Rosen at 23.
Penny pick! Go, Robbie! Don't stop!
The Carolina Panthers. They need a quarterback to replace Josh Norman, who they traded years ago. They haven't been the same since. Jair Alexander, the corner from Louisville. Blazer!
Go, Robbie!
Tennessee
go.
Titans. They need a linebacker. Leighton Vander Esch from Boise State.
The Vanderbash. Boise State! Smurf turf!
The Atlanta Falcons. They've been missing Tony Gonzalez. They need another red zone threat to go with Julio Jones. And they go with Dallas Goedert, the tight end from South Dakota State.
Oh. Tight end named Dallas. He could be the next Dallas, that dude from the Colts.
Dallas Clark. Yeah, absolutely.
Speed round, Robbie. Go!
The Saints. They need an edge rusher.
What number is this?
Oh, this is 27.
Okay. 27.
Five more.
The Saints. They need an edge rusher. Harold Landry from Boston College could be a 4-3 defensive end. He could stand up and be a 3-4 outside linebacker. And that's the pick.
28.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. They have a heart. They're negotiating with Le'Veon Bell, and they're gonna want to send a message to Le'Veon Bell. So they're gonna go, Darius Geis.
Whoa!
29.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Lamar Jackson is still there. He's still there. But they want to replace the Allen brothers at wide receiver.
No!
I know he got tested positive, but they're gonna go with Antonio Callaway from Florida.
No Lamar Jacksonville.
They're gonna pass on Lamar Jackson. Easy. They believe in Blake Bortles.
Easy transition from Gainesville to Jacksonville.
A very easy transition.
Oh, jeez.
Did you just pick all the players in the team they play next?
Easy transition.
Yeah. Easy transition.
last three, Robbie. Go.
Minnesota Vikings. They need some secondary after that last play that ended their season last year. They're gonna go with Josh Jackson from Iowa. New England Patriots again.
Yeah.
They love Rashawn Evans. Armando just wrote an article telling them how much they love Rashawn Evans. He's still there. That's the pick. And then the Philadelphia Eagles at 32. They could just do whatever they want with this pick. But they're going to go with Mike Hughes, the corner from UCF at 32.
Oh, my God. No Lamar Jackson. Just
no. Lamar Jackson does not make it in the first
Canes?
Round. No Canes.
No Canes. So, wait. You tease me for nothing?
I can spoil picks.
Hey, he's not going to spoil it.
So, go back to my question. When does the first Cane come off the board?
I think you'll see it in the second round. You'll see the defensive tackles, Norton and McIntosh.
Maybe.
Maybe a Chad Thomas.
You exhausted?
Oh, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.